And you may have heard our story recently about how very few Americans are taking a lunch break anymore, really going out and getting lunch. They're just eating at their desk and racing through it. Well, what about breakfast? Are you skipping that too? Here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, joins us in the studio to talk about breakfast. And Kathy, you actually wrote a book on breakfast.
I did. I wrote a book a few years ago, and I have to tell you, it changed my early morning life.
It did. Why?
Well, because I did exactly the opposite of what my mother told me. You know, everybody's mother is like, you got to eat breakfast. You know, you can't go to school without breakfast. You can't go to... Well, I'm one of these people that wakes up, all I want is coffee. I don't have any hunger when I first wake up. So I think, why should I eat? You know, I eat so much the rest of the day. I should take a break. But in fact, there is so much research telling us that's a very bad idea.
Well, but a lot of people don't have time. I wake up in the morning sometimes. And yes, I would love to sit down and have, you know, eggs and bacon and toast and a nice big breakfast. But all I can do is maybe have a yogurt or something like that, something quick.
Yeah, time is a huge reality. I mean, I remember when my kids were little, like trying to get to work, get them to school and sort of eat a quote unquote healthy breakfast. But there are ways. A lot of it involves just like having a healthy lunch, doing some prep ahead of time. I mean, really quick things. I've got a great recipe for making your own granola bars. Mm. It's like four ingredients. You put them in a pan. You press them. They keep for a week. You grab that. You know you're getting whole grains. It's got maple syrup, not a lot of sugar. But interestingly enough, what's happening that I'm noticing is that breakfast, particularly in restaurants, and a lot of food writers are writing about breakfast that no longer resemble the breakfast that we think of traditionally, which is, as you said, eggs and bacon, pancakes, French toast, heavy, fatty, a lot of sugar. Now they kind of resemble healthy lunches. I was in New York City last week and went to this super hip, teeny little place way downtown called El Rey. They must seat 12 people. And I had for breakfast, ready for this?
Yep.
Burnt radicchio, you know, the lettuce leaf, with house-made ricotta, hazelnuts, lemon, and Aleppo honey.
Hmm.
It's like, is that breakfast?
It's a salad.
Well, it was phenomenal, and it woke me up, and I had this great strong cup of coffee with it, and I was super happy about breakfast because it wasn't eggs and bacon. There are all kinds of quickie things. A smoothie. The fastest sort of quick breakfast on the run. You've got your blender, you throw in a banana, you throw in some yogurt, you throw in some orange juice. Oh, there's some frozen berries. Oh, there's a fresh apple.
Just put it all in the blender and do it.
A four-year-old could do it. You throw
I don't
it
know
in.
About a four-year-old.
Yes,
maybe
a four-year-old.
Six, seven.
No, I challenge you. Four-year-olds out there.
I don't want a four-year-old anywhere near a blender.
Well, that's a different story. No, no, all they do is push the button. But the point is that you can kind of get everything in this drink and you can even take it to go the way you take a cup of coffee to go. I talked about avocado toast. I got into that when I was in California. Still love it. I do a breakfast salad where I poach an egg and put it on greens with a little crispy pancetta, kind of shaking things up a little bit.
Well, let's talk about what's right here in front of me, which looks not simple, but really delicious.
Okay, well, you're going to find out how simple it is. That is one of those really dense Scandinavian whole grain breads. So that's got rye flour in it and nuts. Great texture. I took regular old cream cheese and I added some fresh chopped dill and a little lemon zest and then smoked salmon out of the package and a hard-boiled egg that I made the night before.
It's got a smoky flavor to it. I assume that's the smoked salmon.
That's the smoked salmon. But the egg, you've got two sources of protein, you got a little bit of cream cheese there, and you've got the whole grain bread, and you have a really thin slice of lemon on top with dill. It looks super fancy.
And it would take how long to make?
3, maybe 4 minutes. Tops. Mm. You have to make the egg the night before just to buy yourself that time. You know, the way we get organized the night before to go to work. So maybe you hard boil a few eggs and then you can do this sandwich really, really quickly. But it's pretty interesting because I've been reading Harvard School of Public Health recently came out that men who skip breakfast regularly, are you listening?
Yep.
27% higher risk of heart attack.
Really?
That's what they say. Not my study. The Mayo Clinic says if you eat breakfast, you will not only take off excess weight, but you'll have an easier time maintaining your weight loss and have more energy. This is what our mothers were telling us forever. It goes on and on. There's all kinds of research about who's eating breakfast and who's not. And older adults are more likely than younger adults. Probably the time element is really huge here. Women tend to eat breakfast more than men. really fascinating.
And on the cover of your book, by the way, you do have a picture of a breakfast standard, blueberry pancakes.
Blueberry pancakes, such a favorite. There are certain breakfast foods that I call weekend foods.
Yes, that's definitely a weekend
food. That
is
a weekend food. I have a great recipe for walnut pancakes with spiced maple apples.
Mm.
A weekend treat for sure. You don't try to bring those things into Tuesday morning unless you want to lose your mind.
They would make you feel too good about Tuesdays, which are supposed to be the
Tuesday's
worst day
the
of the
new
week.
Saturday.
Right, exactly. Kathy Gunst, here in our resident chef. We've got some of these recipes up at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy, great to have you here as always.
Thanks, Jeremy. Don't forget to eat breakfast.